Uncle Joy Swellersby and the Lightning Rod Agent by Mr. Carol Stewart. Well, now, I suppose I get bungled oftener than any old feller what ever lived in Funkin' Center. Short time ago one day, I was setting out on my back porch, and along come one of them large Lightning Rod Agents. He came up to me and he said, "Well, my dear sir, I'm astonished at you. I've looked over your entire premises and I find you haven't got lightning rod on any building that you possess. Why, my dear sir, don't you know you are criminally negligent? Don't you know you're a flying right in the face of Providence? Why, my dear sir," I says, "now hold on, guys, darn you. What do you got to sell?" Well, he told me he had some lightning rods, and he brought out a little machine, told me take hold of the handles, and he'd show me what a power thing electricity was. Well, I took a hold of them handles and he turned on a crank, and that darn machine just made me dance all over the porch and it wouldn't let go. Well, I told him I guess he could put up a lightning rod or two, seeing as how I didn't have any, and I went over to Ezra Hawkins' house, and when I got back home, I'll tell you, my place was a sight. Looked like a harrow turned upside down. There was 7 lightning rods on the barn, 1 on the hen house, 1 on the granary, 1 on the corn crib, 1 on the smokehouse, 3 on the kitchen, 2 on the grindstone, 6 on my house, and 1 on the crabapple tree. And when I got there, that darn fool had the old Muley cow cornered up, trying to put a lightning rod on her. Well, I paid him for what he had done. Thank the Lord, he hadn't done any more. Well, he got me to sign a paper what stated that he had done a good job. Well, I signed it, and about a week after that, we had a thunderstorm, and I think lightning struck everything on the place except spring wagon and old Muley cow, and they didn't have any lightning rod on them. Well, I was beginning to think I got off pretty lucky. The next day, along come a feller with that paper what I had signed, and it was a note for $650 that I'll be gouged if I didn't have to pay it. Bunkoed again by Chowder.